exist, and yet it's sad that you think that we're all just seamsters. And even if we were, it's not the scene you're thinking of. Just taking props from 90s boy band fashions, or crop tops and testosterone passion. If there's one thing I could never confess, it's that I can't dance a single step. On the floor, I feel for certain I was bedroom dancing, and it's all flailing limbs at the front line. Every single one of us is twisted by design, and dispatches from the back of my mind says, so long as we're here, everything is alright. If there's one thing I could never confess, is that I can't dance a single step.
Better way to start things off. That is Los Campesinos with the song You Me Dancing off their new album Hold On Now Youngster that came out April 1st on Arts and Crafts Record. It is a fantastic album. You may remember that song from the 2007 single they released, and that single was fantastic. It didn't get a play on the podcast as I picked up another single by them the same week, the International Tweakcore Underground single, and decided not to give you a double shot. I probably should have though, because that band is fantastic. Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 82. I'm your host, Sid Souter. From one band that's relatively new to a band that's been around since, well, before most of you were born, this is R.E.M.
Turn on the TV, what do I see? A pageantry of empty gestures all lined up with me. Wow! See, but a tearful hand to tug the heart in a man-sized dream.
judgment clouded with fearful thoughts. The headlights in the DR. Ow! Throw it on the fire. Throw it in the air. Kick it out on the dance floor like you just don't care. Look at what I found. Everybody look around. Everybody looking like they just don't care. Oh, give me some. Well, I'm not deceived by pomp and odious conceit. Tearful hand to tug the heart in a man's size to read. Ow! Throw it on the fire. Throw it in the air. Kick it out on dance floor like you just don't care. Look at what I found. Everybody look around. Everybody looking like they just don't care. Throw it on the fire. Throw it in the air.
That is Lisa Bouvier with the song Chambermaid off of her album Princess of Aggravation. You're going to have to order that one directly from the label. It's Popfabriken in Sweden. She's from Lund, Sweden herself. It came out in December of last year, and it's just a fantastic pop record that certainly makes me happy as I wait for something new from Anna Norlin of Hello Safe Ride and Sackert. It's definitely got that same bounce, and I don't know. I'm just a sucker for the Swedes, I guess. Before that, I played Man Size Wreath by R.E.M. off their new Warner Brothers album, Accelerate, that came out April 1st as well. It is a very solid album, probably their best in years, and there's really good songs, and they certainly know how to write a pop hook, don't they? That song is great. Coming up next, well, you wouldn't believe me if I told you, but I'm going to play Ministry.
Come on.
That wasn't quite the usual fare, was it? We started that set off with Ministry with the song Under My Thumb. Of course, that's a Stones cover. That's from the band's final album, Cover Up, released on April 1st on Al Jorgensen's own label, 13th Planet Records. The album is full of 70s butt rock and boogie by the likes of, I don't know, Deep Purple and ZZ Top and, I don't know, the Stones track there is an aberration, but I do love that, and I love the intro because it reminds me of the old Ministry that I enjoyed. Yeah, I'm a little fey like that. After that, we played something from Genghis Tron that was Board Up the House, which is the title track from their new album released on February 19th on Relapse Records. Saw that Philly band a couple days ago again playing the Converge show here in Chicago, and as always, they were very satisfying, mixing their kind of complex Battles-esque math rock with kind of a more established death, maybe more like Dillinger Escape Plan or something of that sort. But I enjoy that album a lot, and if you're a little bolder, dig for that one. I like that. Kind of that's how the Too Much Rock podcast works, though. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I share it with you. If it's good, it's good. It's bad, it's bad. But either way, we make our way through it. And that's good. And the Ministry, well, that's entertaining. Listen to that once. Coming up next, I got something from the new Billy Bragg album. This is the solo version of the Johnny Carcinogenic Show.
Guy on the TV yesterday, selling poison by the ton. How can you do such a thing? A woman asked him. He replied, the secret is to hook 'em young. Look, I'm not responsible for the lessons children learn. I'm just responsible for giving my investors some returns. Here's a from the sponsors of the Johnny Carcinogenic Show. The sponsors of the Johnny Carcinogenic Show. You'd never believe just how much effort goes into adding some glamour to the brand. Distract you from the damage that they do, putting their products in your hand. What other industry could ever get away with contaminating its best customers this way? Here's a message from the sponsors of the Johnny Carcinogenic Show. Sponsors of the Johnny Carcinogenic Show. Here's a product that promises to do nothing but take your money and your soul. Poverty is toxic, everybody knows. No need to help it take its toll. Who will profit from the misery they sow? Not the grandchildren that you will never know. Here's a message from the sponsors of the Johnny Carcinogenic Show. Sponsors of the Johnny Carcinogenic Show. The sponsors of the Johnny Carcinogenic Show. Poverty's toxic. The sponsors of the Johnny Carcinogenic Show. Poverty's toxic. Kiss from the car. drive away, but not so far. But far enough, 'cause I'm a mess. I blew my chance to confess. That these one-way streets are killing me, and they're showing up everywhere it seems. Do the headlights in my eyes mean I'm history? And if that's the case, please move on. There's nothing more to see. Time that fits just fine. Red paper holds in my lines. I don't believe in Valentine's, at least until I change my mind. When was the last time you could say you really cried yourself away? If you're ever for a mistake, let me know, 'cause I drive every night, wondering if it's worth the fight. I wanna say it's the past, but I'm not sure how long I'll last. And I'm over it, I try to believe, and convince myself till I turn to leave. So please don't hold me to the things I say, 'cause it's just the words I leave out that get in the way. Time, I read the signs, learn my part and blow my lines. I never thought you'd be mine. Hey, at least I'm right this time. Like a secret you can't keep, how you scream yourself to sleep. I'm sorry if I caused a scene, but that's the price of coming clean.
Quite different from the Genghis Tron, wasn't it? That was Drew Doherty with the song One Way from his album Starts. That was a self-released album in 2006. And if you hunt the web right now, you'll find a free download on that, and that's where I actually nabbed that from. I'd seen Drew many times, both in that context and as when he played with the Ivory Coast as well. And he does it so very well, and certainly reminds me of Richard Buckner there a lot, and that's a good thing. Before that, we played Billy Bragg with the Johnny Carcinogic Show, and I said that's the solo version, and I guess I can tell you more about that. His album came out on March 3rd on Anti Records, which is a division of Epitaph. It's called Mr. Love and Justice, and it comes in two versions, the full band version, and then a version that is the full band on one disc and then the solo on the second disc. And I'm really a sucker for the old Billy Bragg, and so the solo disc makes me happier, but the full band version is very good as well. It's very reminiscent of the work he'd done with Wilco recently. It's another album with the Blokes as his backing band, so good stuff there. Looks like I'm running out of time, so I got a couple housekeeping issues. One, I want to let you know where I'm going to be this week. There are three great shows on this Friday, April 11th, Tapes and Tapes at the Metro, The Besties at the Note, and Elf Power at Subterranean, but I will be at The Besties, so yay there. April 12th, I will be at the American Music Club at Shuba's, and on April 16th, Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin at The Empty Bottle. I want to let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 82. I am your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We are going to end things off this week with a track by Make Believe. The song's called Ooh Yum. It's on the new album, Going to the Bone Church, which comes out sometime this month. Or maybe it already came out, but it's sometime real soon. It's on Flame Shovel Records, of course. And if this doesn't sound like a return to the good old Cap'n Jazz days, I don't know what would. Thank you very much.